Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Calalum counties. My name is Sheila Ramsey, and I'm your host today. Our show is inspired by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everyone can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to build what King called a beloved community. Today, we're talking about our upcoming Roadie Festival. We're talking with the 2017 Roadie Queen, Lauren Montgomery, and Princesses, Sarah Smith and Taylor Tracy. Welcome, everyone. And joining us, by the way, is Brandy Hammond, who's the vice president of the Roadie Festival, right?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, everybody, for coming in today. Lauren, congratulations.
Thank you.
On being the 82nd Roadie Festival Queen. There's still several weeks before Roadie Week, but I'm thinking that you must have been pretty busy so far. So what's the pre-festival
bit? So for the first 14 weeks before coronation, we went through the whole judging process. And along the way, there was a lot. Every single week, we had at least two or three events where we had to prepare a speech for, or we had to just had something to stress about. And so after, it's just kind of getting to know the people that we're going to be working with, all of our float members, all of our crew. We've known our roadie moms through this entire process, but getting to know all your float drivers and all the people that have actually done time and effort into putting in the float and everything is really nice. So it's just kind of us growing closer before we're kind of more put out into the community. So it's awesome.
Did you know what was in store beforehand? Did you feel prepared or?
No. You kind of just accept the fact that you're throwing yourself into the ocean. You have no idea what's going to be there once you get there, but you just kind of accept the fact that it's going to be busy. You're going to be stressed out a lot, but everyone else that you're with is stressed out and busy too.
And you feel supported.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Excellent. Lots of support.
Taylor, what was your preparation like to apply for this? What's that process about?
It's basically just getting out there. Like, you write an essay and then you send it in, and if they pick you, they'll email you or call you. And when I first got the email, I thought I wasn't going to get the email. I was like freaking out, like, oh my gosh, it's not coming. I got it the day after it was supposed to get there. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't get it. I was like crying, and then I got it and I was like, oh my gosh.
So once you get that, what happens next?
And then it's our first candidates meeting, which is where our parents come and we sign contracts, and it's just from there.
Paperwork and stuff.
Yeah.
Anticipation.
Excellent. Anticipation. And Sarah, now I interviewed your sister last year, and I think you before also as well. You've been an active young woman, I must say. So congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
For you, what's it been like to move into the Roadie Royalty family?
I've grown up around Roadie. My mom has been president, and she's been on the board since 2003. So I've always been around Roadie and Royalty and Coronation, and it's always been something that I've looked forward to. I can't even explain how excited I am that I'm actually royalty, because I've always been their little follower, holding their hands, watching them in the parade, walking with them, but now I'm actually them. Even as Queen's Court, I got a chance to be on the float in some parades, but it's just 10 times better now that I have a bigger crown and a dress, and I'm the one the little kids want to look at, and I'm the one they're waving to and saying, congratulations, you look beautiful, and it feels amazing.
In the article in The Leader, you all talked about one thing, being a role model. And this is to all three of you. What does that look like to be a role model? What are you modeling for young women and young men?
Speaking from my perspective, being a role model just makes you realize that everyone around you, even when you don't think they are paying attention to you. They know your name. They know your history. If you have history in the town, in your community, with your family, they know you. And so being a role model just means setting up that example for the kids that are looking at you when you don't know it. This is how you're supposed to act.
Is there anything you wouldn't do as queen?
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of things I wouldn't do as queen. There's a lot of things I wouldn't even do without this crown on my head. But it's awesome to know that through all those things, when you're in high school and there's everyone around you partying and doing all these things, it's really nice to be keeping busy and to know the end goal through all of this is to have a better high school experience and to get so much more out of it than rather just the kids that kind of slack off in high school and don't do as much. We're making the most out of our high school experience. We are completely going over and beyond all of the fun that we thought we could have had and all of the awesome experiences that we could have had. And it just amplifies how much more that if you stay on what you're supposed to be doing, you can have the most fun that you will ever know. It's awesome.
Do you feel like this is also, besides fun, sort of a community service?
Yeah, yes. Because I'm like the shy one. So yes. I don't like talking in front of people, so it's been a big step for me to get out there. So it helps me know that I can actually help around the community and be a role model to all the people who look up to me.
And there are a lot of girls out there are shy.
Yeah.
And princess, wow, that's just too hard. But you're showing them a way to do that.
Yeah.
And will this translate, do you think, Sarah, into your life?
Yes.
As an adult? How? How does that translate?
I feel like I've become more responsible being in Rhodey because I've never had to just go to different speaking engagements or be not another person, but more confident in a dress and a crown and on a float, on a moving vehicle for everyone to see. It's just a different experience, and it gives you a new look on life, truthfully. I went to our last parade, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I'm just showing these kids, like, how to have fun. I can have fun in things that make me super nervous and things that make me sometimes feel ridiculous because I am shy too. And I feel weird going out and looking different from people. But going to those parades, I'm learning it's really okay to be different. And that will translate to when I'm an adult.
And what's the theme this year?
Enchanted Rhodey.
Enchanted Rhodey. And you are all enchanting, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Quite charming. Brandy, would you tell us, you are the vice president of the festival. What does that mean? What do you do? Sounds very responsible laden.
Well, as vice president, I am just the president's right-hand person and I fill in when she's unavailable.
And who is that this year?
That's Debbie LaFollette. I also do other things, like I'm the weekly events chair, so I'm in charge of the entire Rhodey week, and then so I have to facilitate everything with Rhodey week, and then I was the candidate coordinator, I'm the fundraising chair, so I'm
she
kind of busy.
My gosh, oh wow. So tell us a little bit about these three young women. Just give us a little thumbnail.
I don't know if we have enough time.
We talk a lot.
I can tell you that these three, I feel pretty lucky because these were the three that ran. We didn't have to cut anyone. And I was so excited because these three got along from day one. They knew each other from prior experiences. Lauren and Sarah were Queen's Court together back in 2013. Sarah's mom was a queen. Sarah's sister was a queen. Taylor's mom was a queen. Lauren's sister was a princess. So Taylor's brother was Queen's Court.
And Taylor went to Haiti.
And Taylor and Lauren went to Haiti together last November. Taylor and Sarah
go to grown up together.
Yeah. And so these three knew each other going in, and it sort of helps with the experience because then you're already sort of comfortable going in. I didn't know Lauren at all. I knew Taylor. Her mom and I have been friends for many years. And I knew Sarah, but I didn't really know them. And so these three just really exemplify what a role model for our youth could be.
Right. And when you say go to Haiti, and where did you two go?
School.
Oh, we grew up together.
Lauren and Taylor went to Haiti on a mission trip with their church.
So this is the kind of involvement we're looking at, kind of engagement you bring to the table.
Yes.
Yeah.
As role models.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Sarah and my son know each other from cheer, and she's been a really great role model for my son. And these girls are just really, truly what our community needs to be role models to the youth.
Exactly. And what's your favorite part of the week coming up in May?
Rhodey Week?
What's your favorite part of Rhodey Week? Think about it. It could be a past experience. What's that one thing you look for?
It's all really fun because you look forward to all the parades, of course, and then you also look forward to the trike races and the bed races and the who has the longest hair, who has the best styled hair, who has the coolest beard. It's a lot to look forward to. I don't know if I could pick just one thing.
The pet parade is pretty cool.
I love the pet parade.
Oh my gosh.
A few years ago, me and my brother, we won best overall for the pet parade, which was pretty crazy. But that was
what animal did you have?
Our dog Sophie. Yeah,
that's great. And Lauren, what's your first memory of Rhodey Week?
Okay, so when I was younger, so there's a part on the main route where my entire family would have it blocked off. And so I remember you get there and all of your cousins are already set up in their lawn chairs and all of the little ones are in front ready for candy and all the adults are in back with the snacks. And I remember, so I've grown up going to Calvary Community Church on Rhodey Drive in DePort Townsend. And My mother was actually a part of the youth administration. She took care of all the youth groups and everything, and she was in the huge bus that they had decorated. I remember it was an underwater theme, and it had jellyfishes hanging off of it, and it was all decorated. And my mom comes driving up the parade route mid-parade, and it was, like, the coolest thing to me because the roadie princesses and queen had just gone by. And my mom's pulling up in this ride, like, waving at me, and she's like, "Do you want to get in? Come get in." So this little four-year-old girl running to in the middle of the parade route and getting in this huge decorated van, all cool, I felt like a queen that year. It was awesome to be able to finish out the parade with my mom, and oh my gosh, to be able to throw candy to the girls when I was that little girl. It was really cool.
You know, everyone I talk to has a roadie story.
Oh,
of being a kid or coming back as an adult.
Yeah, because,
you know,
if you really think about it, this town, we all have our little nicks because this town is so different. Everyone is so different from each other, and that's what makes us special. And so we have that 1 week a year where we all come together. Every single little part of this community ties in somehow, whether it's the band from Chimicum, or you're a queen or a princess here, or you're part of the community in art, or you have a pet you just want to walk down the road.
A boat builder, cyclist.
Yeah, seriously, anything you do, it gets shown off. And so us all coming together, roadie's a really big experience because it's everyone. It's a time for everyone to feel special and to feel involved, and it's awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
So, Brandy, for the two of us out there who aren't involved yet, tell us how we can volunteer. How can we participate, be engaged in Roadie Festival?
Gosh, there's so many opportunities. The best way to get involved is to send us an email. The email address is roadiefest@gmail.com. Truly is the best way to contact us, and then we can just plug you in where we need help, or you can just email what you could bring to Roadie. We are always looking for people, whether it's just to help direct traffic during Roadie Week, whether it's to judge a float before the Grand Parade, whether it's you have a convertible. And
you can volunteer to judge a float?
Yes.
Wow.
You can volunteer to judge any of our judging categories for the Grand Parade. Absolutely. We're always looking for convertibles to drive certain people in the Grand Parade. That is something we do lack. So we are actively seeking convertibles for the Grand Parade day. And the Grand Parade is May 20th.
And let's have that email address one more time.
roadiefest@gmail.com.
Great. Well, thank you all for coming in today. You've been fantastic. I look forward to waving to you with my granddaughter.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ.org at 91.9 Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our production coordinator and today's engineer is Mike Schlutzer. I'd like to also thank programming manager Larry Stein. I would also like to thank the incredible volunteers who work to bring us all eclectic music along with local news and conversations here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at www.kptz.org.